Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Good to see you. I am actually coming to you live, of course, from Carlsbad. So I think this might be the nearest geographically I have been, or maybe hopefully not will be, but have been to Kai since we've started working together. And I was actually out on the beach having an amazing time. And I said, you know what? I need Cleaning Nation. I want to come see my favorite people. Kai is supposed to be on. So I've left some great things to hang out with you guys, and I think this is going to be even better. So if you are wondering, for those of you, hey, Karen Coy's in Carlsbad. Beautiful. I just got back from Toronto, which is, I had no idea, but that's apparently a big place for Cleaning Nation. We've got lots of folks out in Toronto, and apparently Karen's in Carlsbad, which is fantastic. So anyway, all that to say, the big thing we've got today is I got a special treat is Kai has been serving our elite group for months now, and goodness, I don't think a week goes by without someone saying they want Kai to adopt them, or they want to move in with Kai, or can Kai be their new best friend? So he's been giving tons of value for our elite folks, and I wanted to make sure that that wasn't just kind of kept in – we don't want to keep Kai secret. So 10% is just to introduce you to him, and 90% is I just want to give you as much value as possible. And I keep hearing everything Kai says, like, that would be amazing. Why can't we tell it to Cleaning Nation? So we're going to do that now. Kai, I'll let you say, hey, introduce yourself. And Jason Johnson, Kim Johnson in the house. Just got to see Kim in Toronto. Love the Johnson family. So Kai, tell us who you are, why we should care, and why is everyone saying all these nice things about you?
Well, I definitely love what we're doing with the elite group. I've just been constantly impressed and blessed by the quality of people that are hanging out with you and want to improve their businesses. And then I've loved the process that we're going through with all of the modules, and the whole process fits together. I've been in business for over 30 years. I've had 4 startups. And I'm real familiar with the cleaning business because I was a fire restoration contractor. And so part of doing restoration was we had to do interiors, smoke damage, mold, mildew, water damage. So we really got into it. And then essentially I had to have one arm of my business was going in, when an insurance company would call and either doing a board up or doing some kind of just light cleaning. And so I got very familiar with all of the processes, all of the equipment. Then when I saw what you offer as far as all of the modules and the effectiveness of the steps that people go through, I was amazed because it really makes it you can have a successful business. So I've been thoroughly happy with the whole knowing and learning how you make the steps work. I've had businesses, I've had franchises and dealerships. And then I've also just started my businesses from scratch, and it's difficult. You got to have systems in place, and you got to have people in place. You have to have teams in place to really scale and grow. And I'm so happy that you're covering all of those steps. How do you be successful? And I love being part of the team.
Well, I got to say, Tuesdays and Thursdays, we do these live, and good to see you, TJ and Daisy. And I'm assuming Dylan's over there with you. We cover a lot of the tactical stuff and the steps of what to do and all that good stuff most Tuesdays and most Thursdays. I am really excited. And just so you guys know, I've got lots of faults, but one of them isn't typically not knowing where I'm not strong. And I got to say, it's frustrating because one of the most important, powerful things of business, certainly when owning a cleaning company, being successful, is mindset and how you look at your business and how you look at your challenges and how you look at your successes. There really isn't a lot of things that actually happen. It's how we respond to those things. And I spend all of my time where I'm comfortable and expertise, which is here's exactly what to do to grow your business. But what would make me actually do that or step outside of my comfort zone or do it full force or not do it is really mindset and how we look at our problems, how we deal with them. And that, I know that I suck at that in that I'm like, well, I yelled at you for 10 minutes and you still haven't done it. Maybe I should yell some more. And that doesn't work. I found it doesn't work. Kai, and Carl are much better at that. So in the time that we've got, Kai, I would love for once not to kind of talk tactics, and, you know, tactics are great, but really kind of get the whatever business that we're in. I found that the successful people look at, yeah, Caitlin says mindset is the tough part. You and me both, sister. Like, all this business stuff and reading books of how to do it all makes sense to me. But controlling my mind and my state and how I respond to stimulus and what that means to me is, I kind of feel like, I used to, when I was younger, I feel like, oh, that's just the woo-woo crap. It doesn't work. Give me the important stuff. Like, yeah, what do I actually do? Yeah. And then I realized, holy crap, did I miss the boat? So actually, why don't we start there, Kai? Why don't you respond to me, 30-year-old Mike, and maybe there's some Clean Nation out there going, ah, crap, I wanted a good podcast on something that can actually make me some money and help me. To respond to that ignorant – let's say it's me, because no one in Cleaning Nation would say it. Let's respond to ignorant 30-year-old Mike going, come on, Kai, give me something I can use. Give me some actual business advice. None of this mindset garbage. Talk to me.
Well, I said that I started up my business. I sold a couple of them, and then we're licensing. Last one I did, we created 24 patents in the air purification business, and we're licensing it. So in every single one of those businesses, the mindset that we had as a team affected the outcome and the level of success we had. So and now as I look back, I just wish I knew more. I've had a coach. I've had a personal coach in my life, and since 1993 was the first one that I said, okay, I need to get some outside input to help me make decisions. When I did that, I was amazed at how he helped me to see clearly what my purpose was. And once I saw what my purpose was, I got more motivated. And once I was more motivated to end up reaching my goals, then the first thing he said to me is, what time do you go to bed at night? And, you know, and I was thinking, what kind of a question is that? You know, give me something exciting. And he said, no, I want, because so we spent 2 weeks looking at what is my routine, at what time do I start planning on a good day the next day. And so I started looking at that like at 7 o'clock. Then, so then I developed a deal of like at 7 o'clock looking for the next day. And then in the morning, I go ahead and looked at how the day was going to be and kind of deciding how the day up to that point, the day had just happened. And I didn't understand that I could choose the day, and then I can choose how I'm going to walk through the day. And all of that's in my head is before it was just life's happening to me. Hey, I've got to watch the news. If I don't watch the news, I'm not keeping up with something, or I've got to find out what's going on here. And that doesn't really matter to have a successful business. I can have that. I need to be pointed in the right direction. That's in my head. The other part is,
well, hold on. Before you move on, that's so powerful. I want to hit that a little harder, get a little more, because I don't want me. Selfishly, I'm like, hold on. I need more details on exactly how to do that. Also, I've got people in the chat that I have to respond to. So
go ahead.
Kim says, 30 question mark. I'm not 30. I'm 40. I'm 45. This is old wise Mike. I know that. What the heck? This is worthless. Give me something I can use. 45-year-old Mike knows. God bless America. Do we need this mindset stuff? And that's why 45-year-old Mike is saying, give me the good stuff. But 30-year-old Mike would have argued and said, bull crap, give me the good stuff. So just want to clear that out. And hello from hello Maria from England. Let me repeat what I heard you say, because it's so mind-blowing, and I want to make sure we can really give us some tactical. Here's exactly how to do that. And it's so funny. I'm going to pick on Daisy. I think she's here live, and I only pick on her because I love her. One of my millionaire mindset gals. And this is why we needed you in Toronto, Kai. We were talking about, an outcome she wanted in hiring someone to help do some of the pain in the butt stuff with her job, or her, you know, she wanted to, they're not cleaning. They're for sure out of that, but they're still doing scheduling, some administrative stuff. That's not the best use of their time, and they hate doing it. And there was a lot of fear around the opposite of what you're talking about. So you're talking about, hey, at 7 o'clock tonight, I'm going to decide and project. These are the positive things that are going to happen tomorrow before they happen. But I've done this myself, and I've had people I'm coaching do the opposite. They project negative stuff. Well, what if this doesn't happen? And what if this, and I got stuck because I'm not a good coach. I'm so sorry, Daisy. I did the best I can. So coach me through that. Say we're working together and I want to hire a VA. And I'm worried about, well, should it be 1099 or pay? What if my other people find out about it? And how do I get someone good? And what if they steal from me? And I'm just I can't move forward. I'm stuck because I'm doing the opposite of projecting the positive thing could happen. I'm projecting the negative. How do you walk me through that?
Well, one of the things that I talk to just about everybody about is starting off the day, the kind of like the foundation of a good day and a good night and just everything is gratitude. And having gratitude in our lives. And this is so simple and it is so powerful. This is the simplest mind-blowing, life-changing exercise that we can do. You take a piece of paper and you write 1 through 10 on it. And then you write, I am so grateful for, I'm so thankful and grateful for, and you list 10 things. Now, if you have a spouse or a special person, you put that person on there. And usually with my wife, she always gets 1, but you know, and often 3. One day she had 10. I put that one next to her phone because I want her to say, this is how much I appreciate you. Well, it affects your day. But when you start talking about the people you work with, actually today on my list, I ended up with you, Mike, on there.
Here I am.
Yeah, I appreciate the energy and everything that I'm getting from the Elite Group. And so I thought, I'm grateful for that. But when you start off the day with gratefulness, and then the other part of that is you have 3 people that are bothering you, and you just send love to them. You don't have to make it as a big spiritual thing. They're just very simply say, you know, hey, I send love. Now, if you believe in God, I think it's a little stronger, but you just say, God, send love to that person for me. And I have had my relationships change with people that, and I just kept on sending love to them. 2 months later, I run into them. And I didn't want to have a bad attitude or anything. And then I'm just, you know, they're saying something nice to me. And my relationship gets healed. So gratitude and then sending love to the people and then spending 3 to 5 minutes in an attitude of saying, again, if you believe in God, it's good to say, lead me through this day, looking at that gratitude. And the main thing, you know, show me the main things I need to do and just doing it in a peaceful way. Now, that's about 11-minute foundation exercise. Now, if you do that at night, also, it can be a way to shut down your day. I do other things at night to shut down my day. But so at night, I write out my goals. Actually, I write out my goals with my right hand and my left hand so that I'm getting my brain is connecting and I'm challenging, but I want to, always be connecting the synapse in my brain, so that we're functioning at a higher level. We're functioning. We are creations of God. We're absolutely amazing. And we're functioning at so much less than we're able to do. And so every person that's listening to this is absolutely mind blowing, amazing, and could accomplish 100,000 times more than they believe they can and reach goals, no matter how old they are, they can reach heights and goals and accomplishments way beyond their imagination. And so we want to engage our imagination for it.
All right. So it's 2 things. So, I got to go because there's so many good things. Okay. I don't want anyone to miss anything. So first of all, for anyone, my take home tonight, I here in beautiful car, I'm going to sit right there on that Adirondack chair looking over the pool. And I've never done that. I'm going to write my goals with my left hand. I'm left-handed. And then I'm going to write them with my right hand. I'm going to send you a picture, Kai, so you can see what mental patient is writing his goals.
Yay.
It's going to be terrible. That's the first piece. The second piece is, and again, this is 30-year-old Mike. I'm going to keep pushing back because I know there's folks out there kind of going, oh, this is woo-woo, and what is that really going to help? And I have real problems that you don't understand. Before we went live, you were sharing some of the realities of your life that sounded difficult to me, frankly. And again, 30-year-old Mike would have said, that's fine, Kai, but you don't understand. There's real problems. People get sick. People die. There's people in poverty. There's real stuff. And this gratitude crap is great when you've got a great life or you're making money or you and Mike or whatever, but you don't know me and you know my life and that won't work for me. All right. Can you connect the dots for us when any of us that are kind of feeling like, how does that work? it's easy to be grateful when things feel good. It's harder to be grateful when you don't understand. You don't know my life. Yeah. And then we go into all the things where I have nothing to be grateful for. This won't work for me. Can you speak to that?
Well, I've got a situation that personally, to a certain extent, I don't understand myself. I've got an amazing, beautiful wife.
Hey, me
and
too.
And then 4 years into our marriage, she was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy, and then the doctor said, "Hey, I've got really good news for you. You're deteriorating so slowly that it's going to be 10 years before you're in a wheelchair."
Wow!
And so when we heard that, we just said, "Hey, that's interesting, but that doesn't belong to us.
Man,
we don't accept that." You know, and so
hold on. I'm going to repeat what you just said because it is so good. I just want to repeat it verbatim. What I heard him say is doctors came and said, good news. The sickness your wife has is going to be 10 years until she's in a wheelchair. And you didn't say I'm going to get a second opinion. You didn't say I'm going to read a bunch of books. You didn't say we're going to think about it. You said, I am wholesale. We're just not interested in that at all. We're just not interested. I know you went to medical school, blah, blah, blah. I don't care.
Yeah.
We just zero. That's not a reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we just didn't accept it. And so here is, actually 35 years later, and, she's out walking, driving. I mean, she's challenged, but every year she goes to the, she stopped now, but, she used to go every other year. She used to go to the muscular dystrophy clinic, and they would do a checkup to her with her, and they would say, "You are the most amazing patient we have. We don't have anybody at all that's like, you know, doing what you're able to do, is overcome and done all these things." And then she says to him, "Do you want to know what I do? I'll tell you.
I want to know what she does.
I'll tell you the health regimen." They say, "No, we don't want to know." It's like, it's like, okay. Finally, she said a few years ago, about 3 years ago, she said, "I can't go anymore. You know, it's just too ridiculous. You know, it's just like people who don't, I'm the one who's doing better. The other people are in wheelchairs and not functioning." So then the other challenge was she ended up getting breast cancer, being diagnosed with breast cancer about 10 years ago. And then she blows my mind. She says, "Oh, this is great.
This is great." And, is that what you said?
She said, "This is great. Finally, I've got something that you can do something about." Because muscular dystrophy, there's no cure. You can't do anything about muscular dystrophy. Because cancer, you could beat cancer night and day. So she's beat cancer. She's had, you know, where the reoccurrences. And then we were, she had a recurrence a little while ago. And we were, one of the things we talked about here on what separates us from animals, imagination is one of the gifts that God's given us. And so we imagined in prayer her well and going to the clinic with the doctor's checkup and them saying to her, "We don't recommend any surgery. We don't recommend any chemo or radiation," which we wouldn't do anyways. We've seen too many people die. She's had so many people die around her. So we know if somebody goes that route, we understand choosing that route. We just have not chosen to go that route. We just don't believe it's good for us. So we went into the checkup, and the doctor, they love to cut. They love to radiate. They just love to do that stuff. And the doctor came in there. She goes, "Well, you know, you're doing really well. And everything is totally clear. You don't need to do anything more. Just take this one little pill," which was a minor kind of additive thing, but nothing, you know, because of what she's doing herself. So that's our attitude. It's like, and I sense the grace of God on that, but we know we're desperate to be grateful. I mean, it's not like, "Oh, gee, do I get up in the morning and feel like I'm going to be great?" It's like, I know I've got to be grateful. It's the only thing that came through life, is being grateful. And then along the way, our son was born. And after a while, I thought he just liked my wife because he was when he breastfed, he looked up at her. And when I held him, he didn't look at me. So I thought, I found out that was his head was turned because he had cerebral palsy and he's missing half of his brain. And he has a seizure condition. And doctor said to us, hey, put this, this guy isn't going to be able to learn that much. You know, it should, don't put any energy, you know, kind of just like, just let the guy do whatever he's going to do. And we just said,
I hate to say it, but my guess is, and I hate to be crude, but this is just the reality. My guess is if they were, you know, nowadays with the technology, that they might have found this issue in utero and said that we don't even need this baby. Just let's just terminate.
You know what? That literally happened 6 weeks ago. Sorry. 6 months ago to a friend of ours. She, in church, she came to me another person came to me and asked me, can you pray for my niece? Her baby, they found all this stuff going on in her brain and baby is, you know, they're talking about that she should abort this baby. And I said to her, don't believe it. Do not accept it. And I gave her some scriptures and I said, you see this child whole created in the image of God. You're in the image of God and just visualize that. And see that baby healthy and whole, and that I gave her some scriptures to pray on. She did that, and I just got the text yesterday, 100%. The doctor's all, oh, hey, this is wonderful. Your baby's totally fine. Hey, dude, that's the baby you were about to abort.
Can you imagine?
You wanted them to consider aborting that baby, and now the baby's totally fine.
And this is coming from a guy who puts his money where his mouth is with a child who you love just as well as you would with any other child who actually does have some physical limitations.
Yeah, with my son ends up blowing me away. We go skiing Squaw Valley. We're on the highest point of the mountain, and he's in a sit ski. He jumps off the edge where I go way over to the far side of the bowl. It's a black diamond. He jumps off. He's skyborne for 45 feet straight down.
I'm terrified.
Hits the snow. Goes into a snow tunnel. Another really hot dog skier got the whole thing on video. It's just so amazing. He skied down the mountain from the top. It's four and a half miles. And he skied from the top of the mountain all the way down to the bottom in 8 minutes. So he's in a sit ski averaging 30 miles an hour down the mountain. Oh, by the way, he could barely walk. He walks with a cane. And if you push on him, he'll fall over. But he skis faster than I do.
If I did what you just described as what I feel fairly healthy, I would have perished. That would have been the end of me.
I can't do it at all. I go way over to the right of the bowl so I can go down safely. And then he shoots golf 125 yards straight as an arrow. Straight as an arrow. He's got a golf angel. I mean, I can tell him, look at that palm tree. Hit that palm tree over there, and he'll drop the ball right by the palm tree. Wow. And so just like, wow, and then he makes me laugh all the time. So the thing that was so terrible, and so gratitude, it's just like, man, I am a grateful guy. I'm a grateful guy. So I've got gorgeous wife who I've got an amazing relationship with, a son. On one hand, it's like, I'd love her to be, fully healed and jogging and everything else like that. I'd love him to be in business with me or something like that. But I couldn't have it any better.
I don't hear you or your wife or your son losing any joy out of your lives from any of these realities.
No, what we discovered along the way, this is the weirdest part of all. This is the weirdest part. We were riding our bikes down into the park. And we live right by the beach in San Diego, and we're right by Mission Bay, so we're just amazing place to live. So we're riding our bikes down in the park, and all of a sudden I looked, I thought, I ride my bike because my son likes to ride bikes. I'm out here. We are interdependent. I am healthy. I'm extremely healthy. I'm like in the top 99% of health. And
by the way, Carl's 104, by the way. He just looks fantastic.
So I am healthy, because of my wife's health challenges, she's discovered all these either supplements, the diet, stuff that we have to eat. And so I'd be sitting here eating burgers with lots of cheese, you know, an extra mayonnaise on them. And that's what I'd be doing, you know, but because of her. So because of this tragedy, I've got incredible health. And because of this other, because of my son, he won't let me get away with not going skiing. So I go skiing. I've got to get out in the golf course. Actually, I'm his caddy. I don't play golf. I carry the clubs for him, but I have just as much fun figuring out all the shots. But so all these things are interdependent. So we're interdependent. So we benefit. And that's the key. When we're at a job and something literally, you know, just everything goes wrong. If everything's going wrong, something has to be good that's about to happen and come together. It is so bad that there's got to be something good there. And when you start looking for, okay, what good's going to happen? What good is going to come together? Then you notice it. But if you sit there and say, oh, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, then you keep on going and it's bad. Well, it keeps on going bad because you're not looking for the good. But in that challenge, there's always something amazingly good in there. And then when you're looking for it, you see it, you can grab a hold of it, and then something good comes out of it and you're amazed. And it could be you just discovered a new niche because nobody else was able to handle the challenge and fix it the way you did. Or a friend of mine's an architect, and he did a little something for a company, a little design of a little closet or something like that. Well, now he's got a new niche in his architecture business doing clean rooms. And he says, you know, I'm working for Japanese companies that are here in San Diego and getting these great contracts, but it came from just addressing a problem that other people weren't addressing. He addressed it, and then it opened up a new door. Well, that happens to us when we're in an office building or something like that. It can open up a whole new clientele from something that we do, from a problem that we solve. People don't need people to work who can handle whatever, you know, just whatever is day to day. We serve by addressing challenges and fixing other people's problems. And when we fix that, that's what opens doors for us, for our businesses to expand.
So first of all, I really want to thank you for being so transparent, because I know for me, when I hear people, you know, oh, if you just focus on the good, if you just act in gratitude, and you know, and there's not a lot of like, do exactly this, here's what to do. It's more how to think. It's tempting to go, well, yeah, you don't know, you're rich and famous and easy and everything's great in your life. And I love when you go, yeah, everything is great in my life, but there are some substantial things that other people might look at and go, that's not great. And I could have chose to attach a negative feeling or belief or attitude around that. And I didn't. I chose to attach a positive to that. And I just love, again, it's very, very easy when you're fat and rich and comfortable to say, do this, think this way, be like me, but you were born with a silver spoon with your mouth and you never had any challenges. It's a whole different thing. I've had days that I could look at as good days and bad days and challenges and whatever. And I'm going to win based on how I respond to that, not the other way around. It's so funny. I just love that. I just really appreciate your transparency, because now 30-year-old Mike has nothing to argue with. Like, wow, Kai is designed and chosen to have this amazing life. And some things happened to him that were probably easy to deal with, he enjoyed dealing with, and some things happened that were harder, maybe he didn't enjoy dealing with. But you, that powerful mindset of, this is what I accept, this is what I'm not going to accept, and the world kind of bending to that will, and especially when you is sounds like a guy that believes in God and the power of him in our lives, you combine those, it's just really inspiring. So this has been one of the better Facebook lives we've done. Anything else you want to say to sum up, or to, I mean, I it's been great. I'm gonna let you finish, because if I could say it better, I would, but I can't. So you go.
Well, there's just a couple of, you know, what I keep on being amazed at is how powerful we are as human beings. And what separates us, when animals, and we usually judge things from smell, see, touch, taste, and hear. That's usually how we judge life. But what separates us is that we have higher mental faculties, perception, imagination, intuition, will, memory, and reason. And when we start focusing in and living life through our higher faculties, really using our imagination, choosing our will, so we're making a decision and going in that direction and looking at perception and recognizing that, hey, we might be seeing something and it might not be right. And then so choosing to look at whatever is challenging us from a different perspective, those are things we can do. We can literally heal our memories by changing what's going on in our imagination, and then we can learn to think through the challenges that are facing us. No other creature can do that but us. And as we do that, our lives just end up being richer and better. And better is really good.
Well, and the crazy thing is, you said it perfectly, no other creature can do that but us. And guess what? If we choose not to do it, are we any better off than the creature that can't do it? If we choose not to do it, it's exactly the same. All right. Well, you've really screwed yourself on this one, Kai, because clearly you will be back very shortly to do another Facebook Live, because we're already 30 minutes in. I think this is the longest one we've done, and I don't even feel we've scratched the surface. I've got, I don't know, 412 questions more for you, so I'm going to absolutely be the worst tease ever. If this is of value to you and you're like, holy crap, I need more of this in your life, this is what we do on purpose. And I'm seeing Kai, I'm like, oh my gosh, how has it been so long since we've had mindset coaches or coaches like Kai and Carl with us? Because you're just, everything you're saying, I'm like, yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. More than do this with a niche and here's how to work your funnel and here's how to hire and all that, and all super important stuff. But goodness gracious, without the stuff that Kai is bringing, what does it even freaking matter? So if this is what you're looking for, if you would like more of this mindset and this way to attack business and life and everything that comes with us, go to growingcleaningcompany.com. Absolutely go to the completely complimentary on-demand training we've done for you. You'll have an opportunity to talk with us. And my goodness, that is just fantastic. So growmycleaningcompany.com is all the tools that we offer. Kai, I'm going to be quiet for 2 seconds. You're going to sign us off and that'll be it. You go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for being here. And just, I've really, really enjoyed this time with you, Mike. And thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it. And I, anybody wants to talk to me, I'm available for talking. If there's any questions or anything, you're welcome to give my contact information out.
So you're amazing, you, Kai. All right, Cleaning Nation.
Okay.
This is a good one. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.